The 2022 Plots Guide is out. Today we're going to visit with Plots Coordinator Kevin Kading, and he's going to tell hunters what to expect this fall on plots. I'm Mike Anderson with the North Dakota Game and Fish Department. Kevin, first of all, what does PLOTS stand for?
It's been around for a long time, but there's probably people out there that might not know it, but it's Conservation PLOTS, and it stands for Private Land Open to Sportsmen.
How many acres this year compared to last year?
Overall, we're sitting about the same, about 800,000 acres, roughly speaking. The western region, roughly speaking, kind of splitting the state west and east, but the western region of the state did see a little bit of a decrease in acres. The eastern region actually saw a little bit of an increase in acres.
Plots acres expire throughout the year, you gain some new ones. Explain that.
Yeah, that's part of the nature of private lands programs. These are just private lands that are enrolled in an agreement with Game and Fish. And so some of these are as short as 2 years and some of them are longer than that, maybe up to 20 years. And every year we're always chasing those agreements that are expiring and working with landowners to give them an option to renew those agreements. Some do, most do, but some don't. And then we also have new acres coming into the program. So in a way, that's kind of a nice thing, just to kind of move things around a little bit. Hunters get new options and new opportunities to hunt different areas that they haven't hunted. But you also have some of those that have been on the landscape or in the program for a long time, and hunters like to go back to some of those areas too. So that's just the way the program is.
Kevin, 1 year ago, we were standing out here. It was dry. How are things looking this year?
It's just been unbelievable, really, you know, with the rebound and the recovery of the grasslands across the state. From a wildlife standpoint, it's gonna help a lot. And from hunting cover, habitat-wise, the plots tracks are going to look a lot better this year, but just in general, not even just all plots, but everywhere across the state looks a lot better. Conditions look a lot better. And so hunters will probably expect to find some better cover this year on plots tracks.
Kevin, let's talk about haying on plots acres. Last year, a lot of plots acres were getting hayed. Does that happen every year, or explain that process?
Well, plots, there's a lot of different things going on with a plots agreement. Some of those agreements are tied in with the USDA program, for example, like CRP. And so they have to follow provisions of their CRP contract. Other times there's emergencies, like last year when it was really dry, where they can hay a portion of their CRP. And for the most part, our agreement doesn't hold that, you know, doesn't stand in the way of that. We do restrict some haying, so no more than, so there's some haying or some habitat left out there at the end of the year. We don't want to see it all hayed, but we also understand it's, you know, it's an opportunity for producers to get some forage off those acres too. And a year like last year was kind of surprising when it was that bad. We had requests to hay on areas that we haven't ever been hayed. And sometimes that's okay. You know, you get a little management out there that you might not otherwise get, and those grasses need something. You need either some kind of grazing management, which we also do on plots. A lot of acres have grazing as a management tool, or just grazing as part of their operation, but also haying. And so every plots agreement, for the most part, has some ability to have some haying or grazing done on it. They all have a management plan with their plots agreement. And so that kind of dictates how much can be hayed, when it can be hayed, that type of thing. We typically wait until after August 2nd. That just helps these birds get off the nest, get the broods out moving around so they can escape the sickle mower and the hay binder, that type of thing.
Kevin, let's talk about some of the plots acres. You know, you might pull up to a plots acre and there might be an area where there's nice habitat, but the rest of the field's crop. Explain some of the programs.
Not every plots agreement is the same, and not every plots acre is the same. So some of our plots agreements, you might see some more egg cropland. Some might have more pasture land. Some might have some hay land. The bottom line is that our biologists wouldn't sign those acres up if there wasn't some hunting value out there somewhere. And that could be, you know, it could be waterfall hunting access in a field, stubble fields. It could be a wetland on the back corner. It could be that there's management being performed out there. So maybe the year that you show up out there, it might be a stubble field. Come back in 2 years and it might be a newly planted, you know, grassland that's being developed for wildlife habitat. And so There's a lot of different stages too that are, you know, with those agreements. Like I said, some of those might be in the early stages of development. Some might be already established and the habitat's been there for a long time and just being managed now. But there's a lot of different programs underneath plots that landowners have the option of to work with us.
Okay, let's talk about the plots guide itself, Kevin. Obviously you get a physical plots guide, but electronically as well.
Yep, like everything else in today's world, a lot of stuff is going electronic and plots is no different. The plots guide is still produced and published in the printed form, but every year that seems to go down a little bit or less demand. Everybody seems to be working more towards, you know, smartphones and different apps on their phones or accessing it on our website, just the electronic version of it. A little handier, a little easier. Maybe that's just the way things are moving, I guess, but you do have a little bit more nimble features that way too, I guess I'd like to say, but it's certainly something that's kind of trending that direction. But either way, we, you know, people that still want to get a printed guide can still get their hands on that as well.
Kevin, let's talk about some of the rules and regulations and hunting ethics on plots land, acres.
Yeah, first and foremost, plots is for walk-in hunting access. So anything other than walk-in hunting access for hunting requires landowner permission. Other things just to be aware of, you know, when you're out on a plots tract hunting, we don't have necessarily designated parking areas on these, you know, they're just private land, but you know, there's usually a field approach or a place that you can get off the road. Make sure you do that just so we can not cause accidents, stay out of the way of equipment, farm machinery, that type of thing, but also don't block a gate. You know, try to move off to the side if you can. And when it comes to gates, make sure they're left the way you found them. Sometimes they're open for a reason. You know, maybe they're hauling grain or hauling hay or something in and out of there, but if they're open, leave them. If they're closed, close them. And most of the time, you don't need to be driving in on those areas anyway. A lot of times you shouldn't be. But for the most part, we just want people to remember these are private lands and treat them with respect. Treat them like it was your land. Generally speaking, most hunters are doing the right thing. We don't have a lot of problems, but we've had landowners not renew their plots agreement just because of poor hunter behavior. And so keep that in mind and know that your actions make a difference out here. And so if you want more plots acres and you want to continue to enjoy plots acres, we have to treat them with respect.
Make sure you pick up your shells and your litter and whatever you bring onto the landscape.
Yep, it's pretty straightforward and just want people to just do the right thing out there. If you see someone else's garbage, I mean, it might not be yours, but pick it up if you can. And the little things like the shells, I know field hunting, a lot of guys will be out in a field situation and you shoot a lot of shells sometimes and you end up with quite a few laying on the ground. And it doesn't take a whole lot to pick those up. But I've heard producers over the years say they don't like coming across that if they're going out there farming and they see there's a pile of empty shell casings. And it's pretty simple. Just pick it up if you can and make sure you do your best out there.
How about trapping, cable devices? You said plots are just for hunting, but how about trapping?
Trapping in North Dakota does require written landowner permission, so whether you're on a plots tract or just on private land, you need that written permission. You know, if you're out there with a hunting dog, be aware there could be traps or snares. And if you're a trapper or a snare, make sure you're aware of that too. That might not be the best place for setting up snares. You know, if you have people out there, these are typically hunted for upland game and waterfowl, and so there's usually dogs involved, and just not a good combination if you can help it. But after the bird season, you know, after upland game bird seasons, that's when a lot of people start doing their snaring anyway.
Kevin, we mentioned a little bit about habitat, but let's talk about habitat on plots land.
We do have a lot of good habitat on plots, and we're always working to manage more habitat. The last, you know, 10 years, it's becoming more difficult and to maintain habitat on plots and to enroll good lands that have a lot of habitat. And it's pretty simple, the reason for that. You just look across the state and our habitat base is shrinking. We talk a lot about CRP. You know, and that's one thing that's very noticeable. We had 3.5 million acres of CRP. Now we're down to a little over 1.1 million acres. So that's, and not all of those acres are not in grass anymore. Some of those are still in grass. Maybe they're still being hayed or grazed or something, but a lot of those have gone to egg production. And we're not putting blame on the producer for doing that. A lot of times they even tried to get it back into CRP, but they weren't accepted or it didn't meet criteria. And so the habitat base in North Dakota has shrunk, you know, quite a bit in the last 10 years. And so that happens on plots as well. Before, it was easy for us to enroll good quality lands because the habitat base was there. Our department is having to spend more time on developing the habitat as well, which costs more money, takes more time. A lot more goes into planting a field, you know, with grass and developing that habitat than it did before. And so it's just a little bit more challenge than it was, you know, just 5-10 years ago.
So overall, Kevin, hunters can expect some good things on Plots Acres this year.
Yeah, it's looking like a good fall. We have good moisture, good habitat conditions, and I think people can expect to find some nice acres out on Plots tracks this year.
A lot of great information, Kevin. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.